You're listening to Inland Journal. We go now to Spokane's 3rd Legislative District, where longtime state legislator Tim Ormsby faces a challenge from South Spokane neighborhood leader Dave Lucas. Dave Lucas is a retired Marine. He served in Iraq and Afghanistan. He retired as a lieutenant colonel. In 2013, he and his family moved to Spokane.
In the Marine Corps, when you move somewhere, as soon as you pull in and the moving trucks start unloading, the neighbors just descend on you with welcoming, gifts, points of contact, suggestions. Well, when I moved in the neighborhood, we didn't really have that.
And he missed it. So he and others in the Rockwood neighborhood created their own tradition for new neighbors.
And we put together a welcome bag. And what's great about that is it's been so successful that some of the other neighborhoods are now taking that on as a neighborhood program.
Now Lucas spends much of his time doing community work. He's the chairman of the Rockwood Neighborhood Council. Leaders there advocated for police officers to be hired this year, and they also supported a bill in Olympia that would have allowed for supervision of people convicted of certain property crimes.
Economically, it may not even make sense to put them in jail, but how do you necessarily give them or work with providing the tools so they can get out of that kind of cycle of crime? And so this supervision bill would have helped provide, you know, supervision officers who could work on that. And those that are willing to work could basically have somebody to help guide and mentor.
The bill was sponsored by 3rd District Democratic Senator Andy Billig, Tim Ormsby's seatmate. The Senate approved it and sent it to the House, where it died. Lucas says he and his neighbors were angered by that and wondered about Ormsby's role in it. Lucas says he became concerned about Ormsby's priorities after hearing him speak earlier this summer at a 3rd District town hall meeting.
Really, the things that he was talking about was that he worked on the budget and had these new tax proposals that he was advocating on behalf. And I'm like, this isn't going to help Spokane. We had an opportunity to work on the property crime bill. You stopped it.
For his part, Ormsby disputes Lucas's assertion that he may have been responsible for shelving the crime supervision bill. He says he was its co-sponsor in the House.
It was specifically focused on individuals that had been convicted of auto theft, and the model is a good model.
He says the bill would have created pilot programs to test supervision of offenders in Spokane and Federal Way. When the bill was introduced in the House, he says legislators raised constitutional questions about it, particularly about limiting the benefits of the programs to the two cities.
So you couldn't do a pilot project?
Legal scholars will debate. That's why we have courts. But in this case, this was the court of public opinion, and this is the court of public policy. And when those questions were raised about equal treatment across the board, the policy committee, the public safety committee, said, well, then let's make this policy universal. It happened at the 11th hour. There was no room in the budget to expand it. It wasn't going to pass as a pilot project. It needed to be statewide.
And so the bill died. Ormsby hopes it can be brought back next year. Ormsby has served 15 years in the State House and holds one of its most important positions, chairman of the Appropriations Committee, which writes his chamber's budget.
My focus has been for individuals that, for quality of life purposes, for removing obstacles to success, that we provide a leg up in terms of the state programs and services, trying to remove those obstacles and create quality of life for our residents here in the 3rd. And that can get translated into the state budget in a wide variety of ways.
Tim Ormsby has raised more than $91,000 for his campaign as of this week. Dave Lucas has raised more than $45,000. Ormsby won 64% of the vote in the August primary. You can read or hear our stories and our full interviews with all the candidates on our website at SpokanePublicRadio.org. Click on the Regional News tab and then on the 2018 election link.